Gordana Knežević, Balkan Service. I just wanted to ask you if you have any magic formula for soft power in a post-war, post-communist and post-reason, in a way, or post-rational society like Balkans. What soft power should do as number one thing?
Well, I think the soft power of the European Union has been of some value in the Balkans. In other words, if you look at the conflicts in post Yugoslavia, some of those have been alleviated to some extent by the lure of joining the EU. And so the attractiveness of the EU, I think, has helped to moderate some behavior which might otherwise have been much worse. It doesn't mean the behavior's been good, but I think the soft power of the EU is an important part of the solution. You know this better, and I don't, and I'd be interested in your reaction to it. But my impression is that the current problems in Serbia, between Serbia and Kosovo, would be much worse if it wasn't for the idea that there was an attraction to the EU in the long run. It hasn't solved the problem, obviously, but it has meant that there's an alternative vision to the Milosevic-type vision which we saw in the mid-90s. In terms of American soft power, again, I think the extent to which we can attract others through our values, which goes through broadcasting, through exchange programs, through culture, and so forth, I think that helps to reinforce some of those more mainstream or moderate views in some of the Balkan countries, which are otherwise might be tempted toward a more radical position.